Good morning, folks. The Des Moines Register basically confirming what I'd mentioned yesterday, that we've passed the point of no return for a lot of the corn crop out there, even with a normal freeze. Iowa expecting to see a 15 to 20% drop in the yield. So we're seeing these significant drops come out of some of these states, waiting for other numbers from other aspects. But I want to turn now to Australia, where ABARES, which is basically like their USDA, the Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics and Sciences, if you're not into the whole brevity thing, has just announced that they're going to expect another terrible crop this year. Specifically, it's going to be 60% less than the 10-year average. That would be less than half for those of us keeping score at home. This is a ridiculous, terrible yield. It's still 11% up on last year's horrific crop where the drought took out everything. I've covered that extensively, but I'll remind you that you could see aspects of Australia's economy getting, blasted by the effects of that. Grain Corp among them, who was in the middle of an acquisition process when this was announced, and then the buyer backed out because they said, whoa, this agricultural situation is not working out. This is not a viable economic investment, and we're not going to buy that company. So Grain Corp, of course, their shares collapsed, and they started just like the cannery factories that are shutting down, just like the food processing plants in Prince Edward Island that are shutting down. Grain Corp says, yeah, we're getting out of this. This is way too risky. As we enter the grand solar minimum, we're getting out of these assets. We're divesting. Grain Corp, quote, says it's in talks with potential buyers of major parts of the business, especially the grain, core grains business, after their terrible losses last year. This is from May 2019. So they're shopping around, trying to find someone upon whom they can offload their grain core business as it's hemorrhaging money thanks to the ridiculous crop losses in the grand solar minimum. Now, we need to cry no tears over Grain Corp. Folks, let me know that this is, basically the big evil middleman that just squeezes the farmers on one side and then charges too much to the market on the other and steals all the profit from the entire equation. So, this is a broken system that needs to be done away with. But the key here is that you and I need to be standing up alternatives to, because we're seeing the existing systems crumble, and we need to create an alternative before this falls into nothing. The demise of modern agriculture can be welcomed, provided we have some other way to feed our families and protect our communities. So Grain Corp is having terrible quarters. This, of course, is all in line with the rock-bottom solar minimum output we're enjoying right now, and that is causative. That's what's going on there. It's happened time and time in history again. We see solar output drop, temperatures drop, temperature extremes on both sides. And of course, this is all going on because we're rocking the rock-bottom solar output here at the end of solar cycle 24 in the context of this grand minimum. NASA already confirming we're at Dalton minimum levels. These are the food shortages, the crop losses that happen every time you're in one of these extended solar minimums. Now, I want to look at this claim. Chicken causes cancer. Oxford University scientists say that if you eat chicken, you're going to get cancer. Now, they didn't mince their words in the headline language here. Chicken causes cancer. So if you're one of the vast majority of unthinking people out there on social media that just read something and then click share, this is in your brain now. You've been programmed to believe this. If you actually read a couple paragraphs down here, it actually specifies the research that was carried out was only an association study. In other words, it only shows the correlation between eating chicken and cancer. It doesn't look at why. And we, of course, know correlation is not necessarily causation. But that doesn't keep, even in the same piece here, them from using this headline language, chicken causes cancer. The Daily Mail put this report out first. Other pieces covered this. They cited the Daily Mail's piece and just went with it. They didn't bother saying that this wasn't causative at all. So, based on the mainstream media's journalistic integrity standards, I want to go ahead and announce, we need to call up CNN and let them know that if you eat butter, your marriage is going to go better because margarine is entirely correlated with the divorce rate in Maine. So you got to stop put this, margarine's gross anyway, but apparently it's really bad for your relationship. And furthermore, if you eat cheese, you know, studies show you're probably going to die in bed by getting entangled in your bed sheets. I mean, look at the correlation. You can't deny the correlation. And I want to, you know, this is funny, but I'm using this as an example because this is a kind of logical fallacy that the cult of global warming regularly preys upon to get its unthinking adherents to go along with ridiculousness, like less meat, less heat, right? We're all familiar with that kind of logic. And in fact, that's exactly what this is. It's not that chicken causes cancer. It's that they don't want you to eat cancer. They just want you to believe that. And of course this is happening when even the big chicken producers like Tyson are all in on the fake meat agenda right now. Tyson just this week launching a new alt shrimp. Are you kidding me? Alt shrimp. The clean meat based on GMO nonsense. So yes, they are all in on getting you off of meat that you can produce yourself. You know, a sustainable, regenerative grazing situation would be far too empowering for you. That way you wouldn't need to buy anything from Tyson. But if it's fake shrimp, well, you can only get that from them. And that's what they want, total control over the entire food vertical. They absolutely intend to put in this lab-grown meat. They have had the plan for a century now. And they want to take away your ability to grow or produce your own food in any capacity. That's why even while regenerative farmers and ranchers are saying, hey, this is not, you know, we have solutions here. We have no carbon output from our regenerative operations. This is actually a very natural, organic, healthy way to raise beef. But that doesn't matter because it's not about the climate. Again, it's not about the climate. It's about ending animal agriculture so that Impossible Foods is the only company out there from which you can get meat. Because that would be great for Pat Brown, the CEO. And that's what he's calling for. We can end animal agriculture. We can take away your ability to grow your food in just a couple years. Provided we have the UN demanding it, which we do. Provided we have most governments supporting it, which we do. Provided most people don't understand what's going on. And that's where we can make a difference. Understanding this and spreading the word. Because they're not going to stop. Yes, they've reached out. Please look at regenerative agriculture. It will work. It doesn't matter, folks. It's not about the climate. It's about him wanting total control. And this jackknives in with this new trend. Look for a fat tax. And I'm serious when I say there's going to be a fat tax coming your way. This will marry the socialized medicine and how that's an outsized. If you're fat, you're expensive to social medicine, and we can't allow that. Medicare can't afford you if you're fat. Not only that, but now eating too much is bad for the planet. If you consume more than you're supposed to, then you're producing too much carbon dioxide. And we've already seen shrinkflation around the world and suggested growing sizes shrinking on nutrition facts. We saw Canada revamping their nutrition guidance and taking out milk altogether. So all of these things are squeezing what will ultimately be allowed for you to eat. And I hope you can see this trend, particularly in light of the crop losses that are happening globally, because we're losing our growing stability, we're losing our ability to legally produce food, and it's all in. It's an all-in war on food. Thanks for watching, folks. I just wanted to share this logical fallacy, chicken causes cancer, as well as the remarkable news of Australia's grain corp and grain crop being at 60% down. I also wanted to point out iceagefarmer.com/docs/first aid now has a copy of this awesome, and this is, you know, a little bit graphic here, so viewer discretion advised. But this is a terrific book outlining sort of off-grid scenarios and medical practices, how you can go through a number of, it's the Remote Austere Wilderness and Third World Medicines group that put this together, a group of volunteers, and has made it available for free. After my interview with Dr. D, the ER doctor, one of the authors reached out to me and said, hey, you should make this available. And so I have on iceagefarmer.com/docs/first aid. This is a terrific resource. It's inclusive. This is a comprehensive guide here. So check it out, because this is, you know, keeping yourselves healthy, especially as things get crazier, and they do. invariably, as food scarcity arises, civilization loses its stability. And so we need to be equipping ourselves with skills and with tools and preparing for the times ahead. Thanks for watching, folks. Let's go build great things.